And when you look at the surgical procedures, what are some of the pitfalls or things that people can, quote, sort of like do wrong?
The operation should be based on oncologic principles, which is that each segment of the colon is fed by a specific vessel, and most of the lymph nodes live along those blood vessels. The NIH, headed by Heidi Nelson in 1990, established very specific guidelines as to what constitutes an adequate operation for a right colectomy, a left colectomy, a sigmoid colectomy, and the morbidity is the same whether the surgeon removes a segment of colon with a limited mesenteric resection versus a colon resection with an adequate mesenteric resection, including the lymph nodes along those feeding blood vessels. And that's really the major issue, is removing the segment of colon with the feeding blood vessel, and particularly at the base of the mesentery. What's on the horizon are review boards, pay for performance, NESQIP. The American College of Surgeons has a big initiative to get surgeons to remove more lymph nodes, because insurance companies have already got hold of this information. And what we see happening is, if surgeons don't remove an adequate number of lymph nodes, it may in fact impact the reimbursement, because we now know that the survival is worse. So I think it's a necessity for surgeons across the country to be very cognizant of the fact that, A, it's better for the patient, and B, there's a possibility that they may not be reimbursed if they do an inadequate operation.
Can you give me a specific example of exactly what a surgeon might be doing that would result in an inadequate number of nodes, exactly what they do?
Well, one of the big concerns when minimally invasive surgery or laparoscopy started was that surgeons may use smaller incisions, but as a result, not get adequate clearance of lymph nodes because it requires slightly more dissection. In other words, just remove the segment of colon without paying much attention to the mesentery and to the feeding blood vessels. And there were several studies, at least early on, that suggested that minimally invasive surgery led to lower lymph node retrieval. Well, we now know that that's incorrect, with a large prospective randomized trial that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, the COST trial, comparing patients that underwent laparoscopic colectomy to open colectomy. And in fact, the number of lymph nodes removed was the same. And so I think it's extremely important, whether the operation is done open or laparoscopic, not just to remove a small segment of colon, which is much easier and quicker to do, which in my mind translates to a wedge resection, versus remove the mesentery and the surrounding lymph nodes. The morbidity is the same.
You mentioned that the American College of Surgeons has an initiative looking into this. What exactly are they doing?
They now have formed a group, and the individual that is in charge of this group is Clifford Coe, who's an associate professor at UCLA. And I think that the primary focus of the American College of Surgeons is to get the message out with good data that, in fact, quality assurance measures are essential to improve outcomes. And at the same time, to get the word out that if the American College of Surgeons doesn't make this effort to help surgeons, then other organizations are going to be doing it themselves. And I think that the American College of Surgeons wants to play a primary leadership role in teaching surgeons as to the correct procedure that I think, again, is important both to the patient and is likely to impact reimbursement.
One of the issues is this thing about the surgeon versus pathologist, and I've been trying to sort of tease that out for the last couple of years. And recently I started to ask people, particularly medical oncologists, how often, if you go back to the pathologist when you have less than 12 positive nodes, how often are they not able to get you 12 nodes? And the answer I've been hearing, now this may be because these are tertiary centers, is almost never, that they can, quote, almost always find 12 nodes. Do you think that's true?
No, that's completely incorrect, and it's not supported with data. In fact, one of the leaders in colon cancer pathology is Carolyn Compton at the National Cancer Institute now, and we've had numerous discussions and, in fact, a recent consensus conference where when you ask the pathologist to go back and find more nodes, the data would suggest that at least half the time the pathologist finds more lymph nodes. One of the big concerns, and Dr. Compton and I just recently wrote an editorial in Annals of Surgery last month about this, because we both believe that we're both responsible, the surgeon and the pathologist, and we share the concern that the standard pathologic sectioning techniques in the United States are inadequate. Most positive lymph nodes are less than 5 millimeters in size, and most institutions perform a single section, which translates to more than 90% of the lymph node not being examined. So I think that we need to do a better job at standardizing pathologic staging techniques. And I think that it is incumbent upon the pathologist to understand the importance of number of nodes, and for the surgeon to go back to the pathologist to find more lymph nodes if their pathology report demonstrates too few.